And in this chapter, I think there is a very interesting thing to help us to have some kind of discernment in the difference between praise and worship.
That's right.
And the place for that, I think the brother said about verse 13, that is somehow the prayer meeting. It's a time of prayer. In the earlier verses, we have the matter of prayer, where you made your request known unto God. So that is the time you have in your closet. That is the time, the communication you have all the time while you're awake. And then you have the time in the prayer meeting. But then the whole idea of praise, what is praise? It is really thanking God for what He has done. That is what praise is. And this is the place which takes place, of course, all the time while you're awake. You could pray and you could praise, thank God for what He has done. And especially when we come together to remember the Lord. This is not a prayer meeting. We don't make prayer on Lord's Day morning. The prayer is the prayer meeting on whatever Tuesday night or whatever Wednesday night you unite to. That's the time of prayer. Lord's Day morning is the time for praise and worship. So praise is really the idea of thanking the Lord for what He has done. But worship is thanking God for who He is. When He said, the first thing He said, He worshiped. Remember, He said, Thou art God who is in heaven, who is full of might. And the first reaction after he got the answer to prayer is he thanked God for who He is. That's worship. Even if he didn't do anything, you still thank Him for who He is. And then they praise for what God has done. So that is praise, that is worship, and that's prayer. And we need to keep that distinction between them so we would not mix up. We don't pray on remembering in the remembrance meeting, and while we pray in the prayer meeting, we also could give praise. But there, the main object is prayer. And we just need to keep that in mind.
Now let's go back to the prayer meeting. How many of us, brothers and sisters, attend your local prayer meeting? Is this for the adults? What an encouragement to the meeting where you come from. If this next Wednesday or Tuesday night, the room is full of young people who have been to a conference on prayer and see their place. And I say, brothers and sisters, it's not a meeting for just the old folks. It's a meeting where we all go. It's not a meeting where just the old brothers pray or the older ones. It's a meeting where young brothers and older ones audibly express. Don't ever think it's not a meeting where sisters don't pray. It's not that. But it's a meeting where there is not audible expression given of the praise and worship in that meeting. Do I feel personally, this is what we're doing. We're taking inventory. Do I personally feel my responsibility to support the local prayer meeting in the assembly from where I come? I hope if the answer has been no, that when you go back, there will be a change.
It's more than just prayer meeting and breaking of bread, too.
Sure.
It's teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. And they all represent one different thing, prayers, maintenance, then there's enjoyment and so on and so forth. And it's like, say you have a table, or Joe, you're a smart kid, how many legs are on your chair? How many? You have four legs on your chair. I mean, if you were to take a leg out, you wouldn't be sitting right now. And it's something a lot of us take lightly, and I used to take lightly. I never went to prayer meeting. I didn't even go to gospel. It was just Sunday morning. That was a long time ago. It was just Sunday morning.
And now we cannot get rid of it.
And it's just something. It's teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. They're all co-equal, and you shouldn't raise another on a pedestal. And you have to continue steadfastly in them. Not just 1 week I'll go to prayer meeting, and then maybe 2 weeks from now I'll go again. Continue steadfastly, and that's the only way you'll grow.
And if personal prayer is my recognition of my personal need, then going to the prayer meeting is recognizing that we as an assembly, as a local assembly, we collectively have needs. And I can't distance myself from the assembly and say, okay, that's the older brother's responsibility or the older sister's responsibility. Because if I'm a part of the assembly, and if I'm saved, if I'm a believer, then I am identifying myself, I am a part of the body. And I should be, I should take on the responsibility of assembly life, which includes prayer, and making the needs known to the Lord.
And each one is given a gift, but we see that prayer is not a gift. Prayer is something that each of us have, and it's such a great privilege that we can come and talk to the great living God at any time, in times of trouble, distress, or in times of when you think that you don't need anything. And it's scary, that thought, when you think that you don't need anything, like the assembly of Laodicea, and they see that they were miserable and all that stuff, blind and foolish. We have to know that always, always continue steadfastly in prayers and all those things, because we are miserable and blind without the Lord. And
maybe another little prodding. Everybody in this room is not a leader. Everyone in your assembly, every brother in your meeting is not a leader. But I firmly believe the Lord is raising up leaders amongst us. Now I wonder if you are the one who would pick the phone up and call someone else and encourage them to come out. If you were the one that would take that responsibility in the local meeting among the group of peers that you run with. You see, we all have peers. We all have those that we associate with. And am I willing? I mean, I see the Lord has brought Joe into a place sort of like that in the Toronto area. When I wanted to know who was coming from the Toronto area this year for the conference, Joe got an email. You see? And the Lord would use those of us in that role of leadership, really with sisters too. It's probably not a brother that's going to call another sister to encourage her to come to the prayer meeting, but maybe there's a sister here that the Lord would use you for that particular work. I mean, do I take it? Am I willing to accept from the Lord that He would want to use me in that way? Or do I think when I'm 30 years old, all of a sudden, now the Lord's going to give me all these jobs to do? Well, it doesn't work that way. Those in Stephen's day, remember this from Acts 6, they began waiting on tables. Not a real glamorous job. They began waiting on tables. But pretty soon, I find the Lord calls Philip to another area. He calls Stephen to another area. Am I willing to begin in what is little in my local meeting? I'll tell you this, if I am, the Lord will give you something more to do. And then He'll give you something beyond that to do. And that's what we want to carry back with us, isn't it?